Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today we have the awesome privilege to talk about Robert Colello and Associates, selling dreams and inspiring lifestyles. Robert Colello is ranked as top agent in both San Diego and nationwide. He is ranked number one agent in the number one Keller Williams real estate office. Mr. Robert Colello, welcome, sir. Well,
thank you so much for having me, Ray. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes, I was like, oh, my goodness, you must be out there selling up a storm.
You better
believe
it. We're so
excited to have you on.
Two of our team members had birthdays a week apart, so I was taking them out for a birthday lunch.
Oh, my goodness. I said, this man is always on the run. So tell us a little bit about yourself, sir, who you are and what you do.
So my name is Robert Colello, and I have a team, Colello and Associates, at Keller Williams Realty. And I've been in real estate since 2005. Matter of fact, October 30th of 2005. That puts me a decade and a year this next month in the business. Or I'm sorry, a decade and a half in a year. So started my business in Miami Beach, Florida, and then I landed in San Diego in 2007.
Wow. So I have my co-host, Mr. Steven Stover here. He is my co-host. He's always partnered up with me, and he has tons of questions to ask you. Welcome, Coach Steven. Are you there?
Yes, Coach Ray. Thanks for having me. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, Steven.
Yes, great. Well, the first question we have is, what made you pursue real estate in the first place? What motivated you?
You know, that's a great question. So I was in Miami Beach, Florida. My beautiful wife and I had three children at the time, and I had just recently got out of telecommunications and decided, you know what? I'm going to pursue a different career. My dad told me, hey, listen, you either need to go into yacht sales or real estate sales, because I had a six-figure income in telecommunications, so I had a six-figure income bills, if you will. I owned properties.
Wow.
We had a nice lifestyle there. But, you know, romance without finance is ignorance, right? So if I didn't have the money to pay for my lifestyle, I would lose the lifestyle. And I love real estate. I had bought my first piece of real estate when I was 22 years old, and I bought my second piece of real estate when I was 24 years old. So I was very interested in it, and I decided I liked real estate more than yachts, and I love people, and it was a perfect fit.
Wow, sounds like you're so passionate about what you do, and that speaks volumes. That speaks volumes, Robert. So now tell me, I'm trying to calculate here. How long you've been in this business?
I've been in this business for 16 years.
That's a long time. And we're here in San Diego. I'm looking at the market just skyrocketing. Who are these people buying these $600,000-$700,000 homes, Robert? Where are they coming from? That's what I want to know.
You know what? That's a great question, Ray. And that's one of the reasons why I believe San Diego is the best market in the United States, and it will continue to be strong for the next 18 to 36 months due to the fact that there's five major factors that's pushing the market, and one of them being is relocation. People are relocating from the Bay Area, relocating from LA and from Seattle and from Sacramento and from, you know, outside of California and other parts of the country, because once COVID hit and people were working from home, they said,
right,
hey, you can work from home wherever you want. And if you're a high-paid engineer, entrepreneur, lives in, let's just say, you know, Missouri, or some people say misery, Where do you want to live? Where do you want to work? In sunny San Diego, or where it's like a swamp and hot? And you know, I came from Syracuse, New York. It's miserable in the summer times there, and bad in the winter times. So people are repositioning themselves. And one of the major thrust, Ray, that's pushing the prices up and people moving here is, I don't know if you knew this or not, but San Diego is the most affordable coastal community in all of California, mm-hmm. especially in Southern California. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, because I'm looking at, when I look at the housing up in San Francisco, for example, the Bay Area, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it is ridiculous. Go San Jose and come on down. So this is the deal. When people go on the internet to look for houses locally or internationally, what they're saying is, okay, I can live anywhere now. So they're going to put a few keywords in there, right? So let's say they say, I want to live near the water. I want the best quality of life. I don't want humidity or bugs to bite me, you know, mosquitoes or, I want certain factors, good schools. Well, guess what happens? You start moving from the East Coast and it pushes you right into Southern California, and then San Diego rates the highest in all of those categories.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
something I never heard before. About being the most affordable coastal community in all of California. That's a new fact for me. I've never heard that before.
It is.
Makes sense.
People are buying outside. We're seeing people moving out of California, and there's a page called Leaving California, and we're seeing how disgruntled they are when they're trying to replicate what they had in Southern California. And I feel bad for the people that left just to leave. They didn't really have a reason to leave. They just left because people were leaving. And now they're going to, like, Austin, and the prices are not as high as California, but they're getting there. I believe in the real estate market so much. Yeah, me and my wife, we've already purchased 2 multifamily units in San Diego this year. We added 5 doors to our real estate portfolio, a triplex in Old Town Escondido, and we added a duplex in North Park, and we're saving for the next property to strategically buy. So, you know, I'm not just saying this because I'm a real estate agent trying to get people to buy more product through me. I guess I put my money where my mouth is, right? I believe in this.
Right, and it's so important that people, you know, get in the game right now. When I was in the military back in 1993, people were looking at me like, what? You can afford to buy a house in San Diego? And houses were just like $157,000, you know, back then. Now it's like, you know, the house across the street from me sold for $600,000-$700,000. I'm like, whoa, that was a good investment, you know? So tell me this, Robert. What about land? What about land? Are we running out of land in San Diego, or there's still land available to purchase?
You know, that's a great question, Ray. Matter of fact, we were in escrow on a property in Idaho, so we were getting ready to buy our 3rd property just this year for investments. We were going to buy 3 properties, and I'm backing out of that escrow. Me and my wife prayed about it, talked about it, because when you look at where we were buying – and you get outside that new development, there's nothing but an abundance of land. There's tons of farmland. It's just as far as it's 150 miles or 10 miles, you know, probably is what it is as far as you can see. When you're here in San Diego, the only time you see new builds come up in San Diego proper is if a church gets sold, if there's a mobile home park that gets, you know, turned over, if there's an old factory that gets knocked down, if, you know, there's a field or something. So, yes, there is land in San Diego, but it's not, you know, you can find some pockets of land. If you want to go into Ramon or go to Hamul or get a little bit more rural, yeah, there's an abundance of land there. But where the most, you know, aggressive market is, it's scarce. And that's one of the reasons San Diego is such a good buy. Matter of fact, check this out. The reason why we decided to really press into the real estate market when some people are saying prices are at their highest, what they're not, is me and my wife are looking at numbers and empirical data. Data does not lie. Okay, we have the lowest amount of foreclosures we've ever had. We have a very low recidivism rate, and we have the lowest inventory yet, and the interest rates are super low. Now, check this out. They're saying that in the next 5 years, we should see about 108,000, I said, shortage in inventory in the rental market or in the housing market as a whole, which means it's going to be very advantageous for anybody to buy a home and to buy investment property, because there's going to be a large audience. Matter of fact, it's such a problem that Governor Newsom just signed a bill that states that rezoning all of California, meaning that you're going to be able to put ADUs in multiple dwelling units in neighborhoods that you normally couldn't in the past because they're trying to really get in front of this housing crisis.
Right, because that was my next question, you know. It's folks that really cannot afford, you know, to even pay rent, let alone buy a house. What happens to these people, you know? How do they still enjoy the sunshine, you know, but still need affordable housing, affordable housing?
You know what? Affordable housing. Now, when they put new developments in, they do have to put affordable housing to a certain percentage, right? There's Section 8 housing. And also, that's why we saw Temecula grow as it has grown in the last 15 years so big, because Temecula is considered a bedroom community, okay? I've helped one of your clients you referred to me, Ray, buy a property in Temecula, and she was in the military because it was worth the commute for her to get a house versus a condo here in San Diego. So that's where it's pushing people to. It's pushing people east, and it's pushing people north. You know, and that's why it's real important that you don't use your house as a cash register, okay? You get your equity, you keep your equity, you don't touch your equity unless you have a very strategic plan for that equity. I personally don't believe in taking that equity out of your main residence. I think if you're going to touch your equity in your property, you need to touch it in your investment properties and do the calculations up front and make sure that once you pull equity out, your new payments that you're going to have with that HELOC, right, or that refinanced loan amount that just got increased, your rent still covers that you're getting from your tenants and that the market will bear, and then go repurpose that money and buy more rental properties. But when you use your main residence as a cash machine, an ATM, I've seen so many people leave San Diego, and they shouldn't have had to leave San Diego because they bought a home for $300,000. I sold the home for $1.1 million, and they only have $200,000 in equity. And I'm like, what's going on? And what I find out, Ray, is this. They've done their kitchen two times. They've redone their bathrooms. They put the pool in the backyard, and they have a big RV sitting on the side of their house that they thought they were going to take out a lot, and they've driven it once in the last 10 years. So the biggest advice I can give you guys is this. We are in the next Silicon Valley here in San Diego. If you don't own a house, you need to take care of your number one line item, which is your housing expense. Securitize that, okay? Once you secure that, you live in your payment, not in the purchase price. So right now is time to take advantage of the low interest rates, because for every 1% an interest rate goes up, you lose 10% of your purchasing power. 10% for every 1% it goes down, you gain 10% of your purchasing power. So yes, prices have gone up over the last year, 2 years. Since 2013, they've been going up, skyrocketing. And at the same time, Ray, we're looking at rates in the 2%. They're like 2, 3% lower than they were just a few years ago, which means technically it kind of offsets how much real estate's gone up. So get in now or buy an investment property because it's going to cash flow better now than before. Like both of our rental properties we just bought this year in this market, we're both positive cash flow on both of them.
Wow, that's great. That is awesome. Coach Steven, do you have any other questions? Anyone else call in? I know you're looking at the chat. Anyone put any questions in the chat?
Let's see here. I am not in the studio right now, so I'm not sure if there's any questions.
Okay. So I did see, I'm sorry about that. I thought you had it on. But I did see a question came in about fixer-uppers. Are there any fixer-uppers in San Diego County? And if so, where are they?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, that's a great question. So fixer-uppers. We just sold one for $1.2 million, actually $1.275 million in Scripps Ranch. Now, when I don't know about you, but being an old Italian boy from upstate New York, well, actually I'm not that old, but I am from upstate New York, the average price of a home is under $200,000 where I came from. I can't even believe that I just sold a fixer-upper for $1.275. The reason the neighbors sold for $1.4 and $1.6, at the same time, in normal situations, I don't know it was sold for that much. And to answer the question, that's just telling you that there's fixer-uppers not only in the very low, you know, price range or in like, you know, a very distressed area. They're all over the place. And it's just when they pop up, they pop up. And in my client situation, they're doing a 1031 exchange. and it didn't make financial sense to him at his age to put the money in to fix up this rental property that was severely neglected by his tenants for 10 years while he was teaching in Japan, because it's hard to realize your investment into a property you're about to 1031 exchange if you just put the money in before that. So that was a great opportunity for the clients that bought it. I would say you just keep your eyes open. Find if you see the lawn, you know, is growing the high. The house doesn't look like it's been painted for a long time. It looks a little rough. You know what? I would get a hold of your local real estate expert. I know a great one. You're hearing them right now. You can call me at 858-829-4069, and I will get my my team on it, and we will find out who the owner's name is. And I just did this for a client a few years ago. I called the owner, got them to sell their property to my client, and he was able to, you know, turn this whole property around. It was a very distressed hoarder's property, and they weren't living there anymore. So that's a way you can do it, but there's not really a calculation of where to go look and where not to go look. They're sprinkled throughout San Diego County. I would say this, though. If you think you're going to get a great deal on a fixer-upper, there's some truth to that. But because this market is so competitive, people are paying top dollar in every condition. So just make sure you sharpen your pencil. You go into the purchase with your eyes wide open. Don't use your feelings to guide your decision, because you feel like you can get your work done in the property for a certain amount. Get bids, get estimates. Lumber's at an all-time high. Concrete costs a bunch of money. Vendors are short on supply. So you have to think of this too. If you're buying a fixer-upper and you think you're going to be able to move into it or flip it in a certain amount of time, but you haven't checked out your vendor's resources, you might be a month or two behind when you can actually move in there, and that could cause you major financial distress. So that's why getting with a real estate professional like myself or getting with a financial specialist like Ray is so important if you want to have a predictable future that's directed well, because we know how to direct people in the real estate sector. Ray knows how to direct people in the financial sector, and we'll make sure that you're not assuming that you're going to end up in a certain place. But once you get into that financial instrument or once you buy that house, now you're in a bad trouble because you assume something you didn't know much about. So we're here to help, right, Ray?
Exactly. And that's the key piece right here. You know, a lot of times people want to buy homes and their finances is in a mess. They're wasting your time. send them to my area where I can sit down with them and check the credit out, make sure that they're ready to get that house. You know, because it is possible.
Well, Ray, can I give you a plug? Can I plug you real quick? Because, and I didn't get paid to say this. Ray is the best in class. And I can tell you this. Anybody that I've sent Ray, she does her best to keep them, put them on financial path of success. Now, you can bring a horse to water. The horse has to drink the water, though. And I can tell you that Ray's water is the best purified, alkaline water that's going to revitalize your life, your financial life. And I know this because they say you can, in the Bible, it says you know them by their fruits. You can see them by their fruits. Any client that Ray's referred me, they have all their debts paid off. They have a reserve account. They have a down payment, and they have financial wherewithal intellectually that they accredited to this lady for teaching them something that was never taught to them. So I 100% agree. Before we ever go out in a car with anybody on my team to show a house, they have to talk to Ray. They have to talk to our mortgage broker, because at the end of the day, I know it sounds corny, but romance without finance is ignorance. You will get yourself in trouble. And there's always a banker out there that's willing to get you in debt and put you over your head. So I'll say this. The number one thing you can do after you talk to Ray and you get pre-approved is you do this. You and your spouse, you and your boyfriend or girlfriend, you and yourself, you say this. What are we comfortable spending a month, and what are we comfortable putting down with the down payment that will honor our cash reserves? Those are the only two numbers you need to focus on, because I guarantee you the lender will approve you for more monthly payment, which will take more of your reserve money away, and it will leave you more exposed to having trouble owning real estate. Because this is a deal. When the market crashed in 2007, 2008, 2009, the only people that got hurt were the people that were exposed. the people that didn't have money in the reserves, the people that were overextended, the people that were in these proprietary loans, people that were in 30-year and 15-year fixed that had reserves that didn't live above their means, they've sold their houses, waited until the market corrected. It always corrects. And they made a bunch of money. And this is the deal. The reason why is real simple. Owning real estate won't make you rich. Holding real estate will make you rich. It's time over time over time that equals profit.
Right. And that's how you build wealth. It's through real estate. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
That's really good. That's really good wisdom right there. I just love talking to you, Robert. I'm here writing my notes down. and so I know you've worked a lot with military families, and that's another thing
yes,
we have
ma'am.
To do together is do some workshops. So tell me, do you have any plans in the future to do some workshops with the military, the veterans? I like to hit them before they get out the military, tell the truth.
You know what, ma'am? I am looking forward to partnering up with you. I am a certified military expert. I got the certification. I cried twice in that class. I'm not even kidding you. You know, I understood truly what my grandfather, who passed away this year, who was a gunner's mate in World War II, how he went through processing his best friend getting shot down in front of him, who saved his life by throwing a huge naval round into his chest, knocked him on the ground as the ship was getting bombarded by enemy airplane fire. And now I understood how he buried and how he carried that burden all these years. And anytime he talk about it, he get emotional. And you know what?
Wow.
The bottom line is this. The men and women of this country that have served our country, are serving our country, who will serve our country, is the only reason that you and I have this freedom to be on this radio station right now. The only reason why you and I get to have a free practice, be entrepreneurs. That's the only reason we have our freedom and our liberty. And the sad fact is this. So many military personnel are living off their basic housing allowance, living in military housing, and it's like, you know what? You are the only the lord of your land if you owned your land. Otherwise, you're not the lord of your land, and you're getting shipped off. You know, you get deployed, you get orders to go to Virginia, to come to San Diego, to come to Washington. Use that to your advantage to create great wealth. I've helped the Hicks family purchase over 6 homes. They bought one in Virginia, one in Oregon, one in Washington. They bought houses down here. Every time they got a new assignment, they used their VA benefit. Listen clearly here, guys. You can use your VA benefit over and over and over and over and over again. And I can't tell you how many people I've met that are military active duty or that are veterans, and they don't realize. They thought they used it one time, and that's all they could use it. No. You're eligible to use it over and over and over again. So why don't you buy a piece of property in San Diego or buy a piece of property in Washington if you're located there at the base in the islands there, and you now hold it, rent it out to another military, you know, professional or family, and then when you get your assignment to another state, buy a property there, and then now rent it out and keep doing that. And by the time you retire, not only will you have a great, you know, pension or great retirement, you're going to have all this passive income, and not just a passive income. You're going to have all these assets on your balance sheet. And, Ray, assets are important that are performing for you, aren't they?
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is wisdom. And, you know, it just hurts my heart when I see, especially like recently we've been gone through the military housing and meeting with the families and sharing resources with them, and how, you know, some of them have 2 months to go or 3 months to go. And the first question I ask is, are you a homeowner? And a lot of them is like, no. Or they wait until they get out to purchase. I'm like, wrong answer. Wrong answer. If you know that you're getting out, you should be purchasing long before you sign on the dotted line to get out. You know?
You should be purchasing as soon as you're eligible to purchase, even if you're getting deployed. You should be – this is the deal.
Yeah.
We all know what basic housing allowance is if you're in the military or you've been in the military, right, Ray? And they're gonna give you basic housing allowance, okay? And you literally are sitting here giving it back to them? You're giving them back their basic housing allowance to rent one of their properties that they have on the – so you're going to say, okay, I'll take the basic housing allowance, which they'll give you like $3,500, $3,000, $2,500, $3,500, whatever your rank is, and here in San Diego, to buy, or you're going to sit there and just say, oh, I'll take the military housing, where guess what? You don't build up equity. You get no tax write-off,
right,
and you don't build up any wealth.
No.
And they don't know
no.
that. People are waiting, and wealth is over time. Time. There's no secret medicine here. There's no secret formula. It's just strategic discipline and keeping at it, and just little by little, putting yourself in a position of financial freedom by making the right choices at the right time, by meeting with people like Ray and myself that actually care about you, don't look at you like the paycheck. We look
right.
at you like this. How can we help better this family's life and leave them in a better position than we found them? And sometimes Ray said it so well. You're not ready to buy, and you need to get some house cleaning up. And we're probably two of the very few people in San Diego that would actually be honest enough to tell you that, because I would hate to put someone's family in a bad position just to earn a commission check. See, I'm relationship
yeah.
based. I'm all referral based, and I know Ray is too. We're looking to make sure that we're creating not just generational wealth for you, but a place that you can come back to time and time again, full of trusted advisors that are going to lead you on the right path to success.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Robert. I know you're busy out there, and we do have to get together and collaborate, do some more workshops, changing the money mindset of people. And so how can people get a hold of you again? I know you mentioned your telephone number, but if you want to share that again.
Yep, my phone number is 858-829-4069. Just think about it this way. When I'm 69, I'm going to look like I'm 40, so I hope.
I love 858-829-4069.
And you can email me or go to my website at robertsold.com. That's my website, Robert Sold. And you can email me at robert@robertsold.com. And I just want to leave you guys with this. Please educate yourself. Please seek, and the Bible says seek wise counsel. Seek wise counsel. You have a very wise woman on this phone who has gone out of her way to be educated in this realm of finance. She will lead you on the right path. And I would encourage you to buy a book. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. It's a very small
yes.
book. It's not very complicated. It's a parable written in the Babylonian days. It's just a story. But if you listen to it, it takes 2 hours on audiobook. I know it because I have all my kids will listen to it. I've listened to it over and over again. It will teach you the basic principles of building wealth and handling your finance. And it will in between that and other financial, books that are out there, and having this great resource in Ray Russell, you guys will be in a position to talk to someone like myself or talk to a financial planner or talk to somebody that can help put your money to work for you, because Ray has great funds she can have you invest in. I have great real estate opportunities. But once again, if we don't have our financial house in order, what is there to bless us could end up cursing us. So I would just encourage
right.
you to reach out and grab those resources. And just think about this. On the other side of all action is all your satisfaction. If you're sitting there listening to this right now saying, I could never own a house, I could never have a financial plan with Ray, I could never get out of debt, well, I can tell you if you keep thinking that way, you'll keep staying where you are. As soon as you take that first step, the journey of 1,000 miles is with one step, finish line. And you look back and you see all the sacrifices, all the hard work, wow, it was worth it. Because it's just like this. You are going to be somewhere 5 or 10 years from now. And you have to ask yourself, just like my grandmother told my mom when she was cutting hair as a single mama with her two kids, and she said, Mom, I don't want to be standing up my whole life because I'm gonna get, varicose veins in my legs. I'm going to get carpal tunnel in my hands from cutting hair. She goes, what do you want to do, sweetie? She goes, I want to be a social worker. I want to be a psychologist. She goes, what's stopping you? Mom, you knew I had to drop out of college when I was 19 when I had Bobby. She had me at 19. And she said, well, sweetie, so what? She goes, well, it's 6 years. 6 years of college. And she said, sweetie.
Yeah.
In 6 years, you're either going to be standing up listening to someone's problems making $20, or you're going to be sitting down listening to someone's problems making $120. But if the Lord doesn't tarry, you're
yeah.
going to be somewhere in 6 years. And I'm going to give you guys that same advice. It's going to take you it's going to take you a little longer than you thought it would. But guess what? You're going to be somewhere in 5 years. And you're going to don't let overestimating what you can get done in a year take away from the amazing things you can do in 5 years. So please reach out to Ray Russell if you find yourself in that position. She'll give you a checkup from the neck up in your finances, and she'll help get you in contact with great vendors like ourselves to deploy your money and help you gain wealth.
Well, I appreciate that, and I didn't even have to pay him, y'all. I love how we have that synergy going, and I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it, Robert. And so good luck to you. Continue doing what you do for our families out there. I know you give them that white glove approach, and thank you so much,
ma'am,
for joining us today. And we'll definitely have to bring you on again, sir. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Have a
I'd love
day.
To. God bless you.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks. Good night.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fb4u1stop.com.